We started things off by my reading a proclamation recognizing October as National Disability Employment Awareness Month. Justin and Bill Bluemores of Capabilities were there to receive the proclamation. As many are aware, Capabilities does a lot with employing and finding employment for those that have various types of disabilities. And they wanted to make the community aware with this proclamation to open up their doors and receive people with disabilities as part of their workforce. Also, we had some residents on hand that expressed some concerns in reference to the closing and the eviction of some of the residents at the Fort Barbie Hotel. It's supposed to close at the end of the month. The residents are concerned as to where they are to go and what is going to happen with such things as utilities. So they address council with those concerns. Also, we had some residents bring forth their displeasure of some of the sand that is being released by the St. Mary's Foundry. They indicated that a lot of the sand is blowing around the neighborhood. It's landing on cars. It's doing paint damage to their vehicles, and some of the residents are having their cars buffed because of such sand being produced in the area. So we will take a look at that, and we will contact the St. Mary's Foundry and address that situation. And then one of the other concerns that was brought up last night was the selling of three parcels of land on the western side of the city and regarding a church property and two other pieces of land that were sold to the King Cathedral and Chapel Church. And that church is headquartered in Hawaii. And they just expressed their concerns as to what exactly this church is going to be used for. We had indicated that we had contacted the engineering department. They had assured us that all three of those pieces of property are zoned single-family residential. I think their concern was that this King Cathedral and Chapel Church would buy that church to house multiple families in. So we will continue to keep that at the forefront, and council is aware of their concerns, and we'll definitely keep that at the forefront of going forward. As far as third readings are concerned, we passed an emergency ordinance amending ordinance number 2301, providing for wages and benefits for the City of St. Mary's supervisor personnel and non-employees. I believe this has to do with the paid sick time, upping the amount of percentage that they can draw from and get paid from upon retirement with no cap on the number of hours that they can draw from. Also, ordinance number 2024-20 is an ordinance to approve the form and authorize the execution of Blue Creek Wind Schedule with the American Municipal Power Incorporated and taking of other actions in connection thereof. Our current solar power contract expires at the end of this year with another solar producing facility, and we will be renewing a new contract and going into partnership with Blue Creek Wind Farm, which is the wind farm that is up along US 30, just on the north-northwest side of Van Wert. Also, we amended a resolution. We passed an emergency resolution specifying that May 6, 2025, as the date for submitting to the electors of the City of St. Mary's in Allglaze County for their approval of the levying of an additional tax on income at the rate of 0.5% in addition to the 1% currently being levied and collected. What this is a renewal levy on the 0.5% of the income tax. This income tax was first voted in 1985. It was for a 10-year period of time. It has been renewed three times, I believe, and is up for renewal in the primary election of next year. Now, what this means, and I want our citizens to understand this, that this is not an increase in taxes. This is a renewal levy. And this levy is specifically earmarked for police and fire departments, for engineering and streets, and also for our general services, and also for our parks and our water tower maintenance. This money at 0.5% that is going to be voted on cannot in no way, shape, or form be used for employee wages or benefits or any investments that the city might foresee they want to invest in. It can only be used for those items: police, fire, engineering, streets, and our general services and parks department, as well as our water tower. So that was passed at last night's meeting. And of course, that will then be sent to the Board of Elections, and they will be able to put that on the ballot next May. Also, we had second readings. One was an ordinance to amend Chapter 187 of the Income Tax of the St. Mary's Municipal Code. And I think I just touched on that briefly. And then also new legislation. We had two new ordinances and a resolution. The resolution was to approve the form and authorize the execution of a power sales contract with American Municipal Power, also known as AMP, to assume an interest in Shelby, Ohio in the power sales contract. And what we will do is we will take on some of their things as far as the power is concerned. So what we will do is we will enter into an agreement with Greenup Hydroelectric Project and also the Meldahl Electric Facility. And we declared that as an emergency. So what that means is that the city is adding more hydro power to our portfolio. I believe our portfolio is currently at 26% renewable energy, and a lot of manufacturers, major corporations, when they go into a community like that, they want to know how much percent of your energy you produce is renewable. And with the addition of this, I think it brings us up to nearly 26%. So that is a good balance in our portfolio, and it should be very appealing to a lot of industry and manufacturing looking to possibly relocate. And then we also had an ordinance to vacate an area, an alley south of South Street between Pine and Pear and a portion of Canal Street in the right-of-way in the east edition of the city. And we also passed as an emergency ordinance, we brought forth a new legislation, rezoning of about 0.5 acre of land vacated between Canal Street and East South Street between Pine Street and Pear Street in the city of St. Mary's. So basically those two ordinances will give the foundry a place to expand on the east side of their facility for new building that they're wanting to put up there. So that's pretty much what took place last night at the St. Mary's City Council meeting.